Anniversary celebrations. The EOS Fireside Chat kicks off with Stefan commemorating the EOS Network's 5th anniversary on June 8, 2023, with an upgraded EOS EVM and a series of activities including NFT giveaways, special topics, and guest speakers. An NFT series named EOS Moments encapsulating 21 major milestones in the network's history was launched as part of the celebration. Progress update. Several updates were given on various EOS projects and initiatives, including new offerings from Object Computing's Antelope and Leap-focused teams. It was announced that Pomelo Season 6 is live for donations, and Alcor has integrated the Anchor account creator. Upland is in its Genesis week, and the Eden Fractal provided anniversary updates. The network anticipates EOS becoming the top crypto comeback story of 2023, with technological breakthroughs and significant partnerships being key factors. Significant milestones. The past year has seen significant events in the EOS network, such as the world tour by the EOS Network Foundation and Zazen Global, showcasing EOS's achievements and upcoming developments. The network also marked its Independence Day on September 21, 2021, signifying the upgrade from the EOS IO codebase to the community-improved Antelope protocol. The long-awaited Antelope IBC solution was launched in January 2023, connecting EOS, WAX, Telos, and UX. EOS also embarked on scaling Ethereum, with over $20 million in funding available for projects launching on the EOS EVM. Partnerships and recognition. In terms of collaborations and recognition, Binance enabled USDT on EOS and Messari published quarterly reports on EOS's on-chain activity. Busan, South Korea collaborated with EOS and joined the Venture Capital Alliance of the Busan Blockchain. Further, the Blockchain Game Alliance welcomed the EOS Network Foundation. NFT pack opening. There are several prizes on offer for those who open their EOS Moments NFT pack during the Fireside Chat. For instance, the person who opens the lowest mint for the first moment called, The Origin, wins 50 EOS, while anyone who opens a mint number 21 shares in a pool of 100 EOS. All single-digit mints between 1 and 9 share a pool of 250 EOS, and anyone who completes the full set of 21 moments during the Fireside wins 100 EOS. Media. The high-resolution versions of these NFTs, complete with their unique soundscapes, are being uploaded to YouTube. This process is time-consuming due to the large file sizes, but a playlist will be available for users to view the complete collection soon. Supply. Participants were very active in buying and opening the packs, to the point where the supply on the market quickly diminished. As the quality of the NFTs became apparent, it was suggested that the remaining crates would soon increase in price. Audio messages. Users are being invited to submit audio messages reminiscing about their EOS moments. These will be anonymized and added to the NFTs after a month to create a truly community-oriented collection. This process is made possible by the mutable attributes feature of Atomic Assets. The idea behind this is to treat these NFTs as time capsules, capturing the collective memory of the community. Creativity. Martin, the creative mind behind the promotions, is thanked for his unlimited creativity and deep knowledge about EOS history. They discussed a series of NFTs, each representing key moments in the history of EOS, such as the EOS Community Conference in Seoul and Rio, Global Hackathons, Rex Launch, the Battle for CPU, the establishment of the EOS Network Foundation, Pomelo Crowdfunding, the launch of the Grant Framework, and several others. Tokens. The speaker mentions a surprise for the audience. The last day to mint May Pop Token raffle tickets. Users can take 4 Pop Tokens, blend them into a raffle ticket, and stand a chance to win some prizes. An EOS Moment capsule will be given away to everyone holding one of these monthly raffle tickets. Categories. They provided a clearer breakdown of the categories of the EOS Moments, with a total of 21 moments divided into 5 categories, with each category containing 4 NFTs. The categories include IRL events, turning points, and a unique origin category. They also mentioned a fireside chat with the Chinese community with similar prizes. EOS EVM upgrade. They then transition to discussing the upgrade of the EOS EVM. The 0.5 version has been released as of the end of May. The release is said to enable the integration of the Yield Plus liquidity program on the EOS EVM side of the protocol, which is a critical aspect for attracting DeFi programs. They noted, however, that the launch of the liquidity program is not immediate, but the update marks a significant step towards it. Podcast appearance. The next topic of discussion was about Yves LaRose, the founder and CEO of the EOS Network Foundation, who is set to appear on the Real Vision podcast. The podcast is popular in the crypto community and will provide Yves with an opportunity to further spread the message of EOS to its wide audience. The podcast is scheduled for June 12th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. Mysterious collaboration. Following that, Stefan and Yves discussed a mysterious announcement that EOS is joining a Web3 hub in Hong Kong. But no official announcements or tweets about this collaboration could be found from the EOS Network Foundation or within the community. Yves confirmed that while he had met with various government officials in Hong Kong 2 months prior, the nature of this collaboration remains unknown. However, if the information is accurate, it indicates that there are individuals independently working to promote EOS, which would be a positive development. Update. Phil Mesner from OCI team shared that they have been significant contributors to the Antelope codebase since its inception and have recently helped with its EVM deployment. He informed the community that their core team is now available to provide expertise to help with community projects. Offer. Mesner stressed that even for those who don't have fully fleshed out projects, OCI has architects who can help with development. He emphasized that this could also include working directly with him. This is an opportunity for anyone in the community who requires technical expertise to bring their blockchain project to life. Announcement. Pomelo Season 6 is live for donations. Daniel Keyes, CEO of Pomelo, shared his excitement about this milestone season, as it's the first time they've had multi-pool and multi-chain functionality. He shared his positive experience using the new IBC portal to transfer Telos tokens over to EOS. It was highlighted that donations can be made in both EOS and Telos tokens. Improvement. Daniel noted that the quality of the grants improves every season and that improvements have been made to the review process for Pomelo Season 6. There's also now direct feedback provided for every grant proposal that doesn't immediately qualify. This feedback, delivered via email, aims to guide proposers on how they can tweak their proposals to gain approval. Statistics. Daniel shares the current statistics of the Pomelo platform, which include 56 approved grants, 11 requiring action, and 32 awaiting review. 28 people have made a total of 97 contributions so far, with both EOS and Telos being donated. It is noted that these numbers are expected to increase significantly over the next 3 weeks. Pitch sessions. Pitch sessions for Pomelo are continuing, with events taking place on Twitter Spaces for the Chinese and Korean communities, as well as an upcoming event on the Fireside. In these sessions, approved grant applicants have typically 5 minutes to pitch their grant to the community. Martin adds that these sessions also allow for discussion about necessary public goods and improvements in the ecosystem, and that donors can ask questions. Outreach. Pomelo is looking to expand its outreach, especially to the Telos community, through Twitter Spaces, in collaboration with the Telos Foundation. They hope to get more Telos community members to apply for the pitch sessions and to introduce them to the Pomelo platform and its benefits. Martin urges those interested in pitch sessions to sign up promptly. Raffle tickets. Every month, 250 EOS and bonus NFT prizes are given out to raffle ticket holders. The specifics of the June raffle prizes were not disclosed, but it was assured that all ticket holders will receive something. Upland Genesis Week. The Genesis Week of the EOS game Upland was discussed, which celebrates the minting of the first Genesis property. During this week, there are various promotions, live events in Vegas, online events, and new feature releases. Notable upcoming events include the opening of Berlin City, the launch of new merchandise like wearable wizards, and the introduction of an uncollected earnings cap. This cap incentivizes users to check the game regularly to claim their rewards. The cap varies depending on the user's role or rank in Upland, based on factors such as the number of properties owned or how much UPX is held. The higher the rank, the higher the cap. The lowest cap is for visitors, who can hold up to 2,000 UPX. Alcor update. Alcor has integrated the Anchor account creator, allowing users to create an account on any Antelope chain for a fee of only 99 cents. This is a significant step towards facilitating ease of access for new users, making it easier for them to start exploring the capabilities of Antelope chains. Raffle updates. There was a record number of raffle tickets for the month, with 128 tickets being the new high. This number surpasses previous month's totals 53 in January, 84 in March, and 94 in April. Additionally, more pop tokens are going out through a variety of shows, as well as EOS Mexico starting to receive some. Raffle ticket instructions. There were questions regarding what to do with the May raffle ticket, and the speaker clarified that minting it and letting it sit in your account automatically enters you into the end of the month contest. No extra steps are required for those holding a raffle ticket. Fractal Anniversary and EOS Updates. Dan Singjoy brought up the topic of the Eden Fractal and EOS Anniversaries. He mentioned that it's the 5-year anniversary of EOS and the 1-year anniversary of the Eden Fractal community. They also held an anniversary meeting, which was their 53rd meeting. The official anniversary date is June 8, 2022. The speaker also made a note that EOS first started on the same day in 2018. Anniversaries. They discussed the first block confirmation for EOS that took place on June 8, 2018, at 8:08 a.m. Coordinated Universal Time. There was some ambiguity about the EOS anniversary date, as some members considered the official EOS birthday to be June 14th, the date when the EOS chain reached a 15% voting threshold needed for official activation. Community engagement. Dan shared about the ongoing work at the Eden Fractal, a community dedicated to creating innovative games, shows, and tools through consensus games. Eden Fractal has been conducting meetings over the past year, with an average of 15 participants per week. Dan highlighted the community's achievements, such as producing public goods and creating an inclusive space for anyone interested in joining. Furthermore, the community hosts Fractal agendas where members propose topics, discuss them, and get rewarded for helping each other. Games and innovations. During the anniversary celebration, the Eden Fractal community played two new consensus games, Fractal DJ and Speeches. The Fractal DJ game, conceived by Perry, revolved around sharing music and ranking it using the Fractalgram app. To spice up the event, additional prizes, including 200 EOS and NFTs, were awarded. The Speeches game involved sharing the most inspiring speeches about Eden Fractal, which were then ranked by the community using a new application called Signals. Dan expressed their excitement about these new initiatives and the potential to scale them up for broader community engagement. NFT creation. Finally, Dan shared their experience creating their first NFT with assistance from Douglas, founder of CXC Music. The NFT artwork created was the first AI-generated art piece made with Cosmic Surfers, marking another milestone for the community. Multimedia experience. Patrick Schmidt of Nova Crypto, EOSDEN, announced his production, Pat Nova Joy, Multimedia Experience, EOS in a Nutshell. EOSDEN is working on fostering collaboration between Antelope projects. Nova Crypto, EOSDEN, is working in collaboration with EOS Beads. Pinix. Pinix is the evolution of the Diffuse software run on the EOS and WAX chain. It was initially built by EOS Canada, then redeveloped by the Graph Foundation as Firehose and Subgraph technology. Stefan mentions the collaboration with Streaming Fast to deploy this technology on the Graph network, Ethereum, and other networks, including bringing it to Antelope chains. Preview. Stefan provided an update about the Pinix YouTube channel, mentioning that while the current content isn't specifically geared toward Antelope, they plan on sharing new content in the coming week. Technology. The evolution of the Pinix tech stack was described. The key advantage of the new tech stack is its broad blockchain-agnostic nature. The new technology has potential to make EOS more compatible with the rest of the world, with benefits like modularity, affordability, and reliability. Daniel went on to explain how the new Firehose Substream technology can create more customized data feeds, making it cheaper to operate and more robust. Discussion. The Fireside transitioned to an open mic session for community members. The attendees discussed topics such as the SEC's recent lawsuits against Coinbase and Binance, expressing relief that EOS was not listed as a security in these instances. Tech Talk. Patrick of Nova Crypto brought up an upcoming Haifa demo by Gabrielle on the Eden on EOS Telegram channel, which is anticipated to be a useful tool for DAOs. He also mentioned a reminder alert he received from the Upvote Telegram bot about an upcoming election, praising the functionality of the bot. Video recommendation. Zach shared a YouTube video on Coinbase. He expressed concern about the impact of the SEC's stringent regulations on the growth of businesses like Coinbase, and its ramifications for crypto space employees. He stressed that these regulatory pressures might make hiring American employees less attractive and negatively affect the crypto industry's collaborative nature. Crypto identity and regulations. The participants discussed the need to speak up and make changes regarding regulations in the cryptocurrency world. They expressed concern over the seemingly pervasive influence of the USA in setting standards for crypto and internet use. There's a suggestion that for any crypto-related business to thrive, it might need to migrate to jurisdictions like Hong Kong, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, and Malta that offer a better environment. Global crypto environment. They then touch on the recent openings in China and Hong Kong, expressing their optimism about what the future might hold for these markets. They discuss the difficulties that American users face in participating in the crypto world due to protective measures for investors. They find it intriguing that these restrictions in America coincide with China's more open stance. Lobbying efforts. Zach suggests that, given the reality of US governmental structure, crypto stakeholders might need to form a super PAC to lobby for the industry's interests, acknowledging the unfortunate truth that U.S. policy often favors those who contribute the most financially. Reveling in wins. Martin shares the joy of finally pulling a one-digit mint from the last pack. He finds a connection between the number 8 and eternity when turned sideways. He chooses to keep the mint and not participate in the competition, though others can participate even if they won't receive prizes. Sign off. As the session draws to a close, participants engage in some final discussions about their favorite mints. Stefan then thanked everyone for joining, promising to meet again next week for more discussions and fun.